We have an excellent NHL preview roundtable set up here. The FDH New York Bureau doing his excellent work, as always. Bringing back on, and we appreciate this gentleman for sticking with us here during the commercial break. We appreciate that greatly. Jan Levine of Hockey Buzz, who we've been fortunate enough to have on before, and Keith Korneluk of KingsCast. We both bring them both on here now on the FDH Lounge. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Good to have you on tonight.
Thanks for having us.
It's good to be here. It's good to be doing this segment of the Goon Squad, our hockey show within a show here on the FDH Lounge, and we love to talk hockey and get ready for the season. Let's take a look at this here. Jan, I'll start with you. Just what were your predictions here for the start of the season as far as who you expected to end up in the finals? My pick was Detroit over Boston. What was yours, Jan?
I didn't have Boston. I think the injury to Savard probably will have a bigger effect on them. I thought coming out of the East, teams that I had as potentials, one obviously is Pittsburgh. I thought they had a good shot of making a run this year, and then obviously the Capitals. I mean, it seems to be the two fairly clear-cut choices in terms of coming out of the East. And then out of the West, I like Detroit, but what the two picks that I had were either Vancouver or San Jose with Niemi and Net there.
Okay, interesting. I'm hearing a lot of people on Vancouver this year. Very interesting. Keith, what were you thinking? Were you thinking your Kings were just about ready yet, or what were your predictions?
Oh, I think they're a couple of years away from winning a Stanley Cup. We need to win a series first. My prediction was Vancouver to win the Stanley Cup over Washington this year, but Detroit just looks so good. They will not go away. They will not go quietly into the night. The team just is always a perennial team, so you definitely can't count them out to win a cup.
You know, it's funny, guys. I said, because I made my picks back in August, and when I came to the conclusion I did, I had Chicago winning the division, but I had Detroit ultimately surmounting in the playoffs. And I am a huge Wings fan, and I thought, oh, crap, I'm going to look like such a homer. I just thought I was going to have egg on my face. And then the TSN consensus comes out and everything else like that. It's a much more popular pick than I thought it was going to be. I guess a lot of people are looking at the whole thing with Lidstrom here. Jan, what extent do you think that's going to be? I mean, it looks like it's going to be his last year. Five championships, that's something, when you look at megastars in different sports, that's really kind of a special plateau to be somebody that's got five championships, whether it's in basketball or baseball or really any type of sport. Talk about what you think the dynamic is going to be this year with them, Jan.
Well, in terms of Lidstrom, obviously you're talking about the gold standard there. I mean, he's been the standard bearer for defensemen in the National Hockey League for years, in terms of, especially from a fantasy perspective also, kind of guy you look at year by year will put up big numbers. His production obviously fell off last year, and strong likelihood may fall off again this year, though, with the injury to Rafalski, he may now have to step up and take up more of a burden. As you mentioned, you know, Detroit is still clearly one of the favorites in the league, with Jimmy Howard taking over from Chris Osgood last year, doing a fine job of leading Detroit back, obviously, to the playoffs last year. They're one of the teams, and any team that has Datsyuk and Zetterberg has the return of Yuri Hudler to that team, which is a guy that I think is going to make a big difference for them down the stretch in the playoffs. You throw in guys like Franzen and Daniel Cleary. They're one of the teams, along with Vancouver, that has to be considered a favorite coming out of the West.
Definitely. You know, and you add guys like Filppula in there as well, Cronwell, hopefully, from my perspective of hope anyways, taking another step forward here. Keith, from your perch in the West, when you look at this team that, you know, is – you know, one of the very few, I think, in this day and age, really to have a national presence in the NHL. Certainly the fans come out and represent in every city. Well, what are you thinking when you look at the 2010-2011 Wings, Keith?
You know, I have to agree with pretty much everything that Jan said. You know, it looks like they have the goaltending. I mean, their defense. I mean, Lidstrom can be easily a Norris candidate this year. You know, they got the offense. I was listening to XM Radio today, and Kurt Malpe, who just retired, talks about how he's going back to the organization to scout. I think one of the huge things, it doesn't appear necessarily on the score sheet, but, you know, winning organizations have great culture. And the Detroit Red Wings, you know, treat their own like family. And I think that trickles down to the players. I think that trickles down to the staff. You really just have a model example of a franchise right there, which is why I think they continue to win.
That's a great point. You know, and I was listening on a Detroit station when they were talking about how the city really, in a unique kind of a way, has an appreciation for a lot of the blue-collar guys. And I'm thinking to myself in my head, three words, grind line bobbleheads. I remember when Ilitch was selling those, you know, through his pizza place, and, you know, the fans were just snapping them up. I can't imagine, you know, Maltby, Draper, and McCarty being that over, you know, in too many other cities out there, the extent that they were. It's on an individual level here, again, in the last couple of years, and the big media focus has been, obviously, you know, Crosby has been also Ovechkin and a handful of other guys here. I had mentioned during the previous segment tonight, it may be a little surprising to some, I had picked Zach Parise as my candidate for the Hart Trophy. Jan, what are you thinking when you look around this year? Are you looking at, when you're looking at the awards, are you thinking more so in terms of the names we've seen the last couple of years, or somebody like Parise doing a breakthrough?
Well, I mean, if Parise, I'm not sure if I even call him a breakthrough, I mean, given the kind of years he's had the last couple of years, and then you stick him on a line with Ilya, as well as Ajak, which he skated on for years, for him to maybe take that next step wouldn't come as a big surprise. I mean, you look at guys like Stamkos, who had that major rise last year. But if you're going to go by a guy, I think, for the Hart Trophy, in terms of guy who's really, in my opinion, probably going to be the guy that's going to have to carry this team, even though he's got a lot of other parts. I mean, Ovi may take that step this year. He's had put up big years, but he may be the catalyst. If Washington is really going to be the team in the playoffs and the team to win their division, the team to come out of the East, he may be the guy that's going to have to basically carry that, not as a carry it, but really be an MVP candidate on that team.
That makes a lot of sense. Keith, from your perspective, how do you see it with some of these individual talents?
I mean, there's a lot of great emerging talent in the National Hockey League. I think this year could and should be the year of the goaltender as far as Hart trophies. I thought last year Chris Golov could have easily won the Hart Trophy. I think you can't count out Craig Anderson. A lot of people were picking Colorado to be that team that missed the playoffs this year, but he's been playing outstanding, so there's that possibility there. And you can never count out Alexander Ovechkin or Sidney Crosby. As much as we're sick of hearing the names, they are great players, so they're definitely in that conversation as well.
In terms of the any of the younger teams in the league looking to break through, I'll start with you on this one, Keith, since your team's a perfect example of that. And as you said, maybe, you know, a year or two or three potentially away. I was one of the ones last year, not to put myself over too much, but I did think the Kings would make the playoffs, and they did. Talk about the progression of the Kings, Keith, and any of the other younger teams you think could be poised for any type of surprising run.
Well, I mean, it's finally great to be a Kings fan, and we really deserve it because we've been waiting so long for something good to happen. But, you know, Dean Lombardi came in and really ripped apart the organization. I mean, they were still using typewriters when Dave Taylor was there as a general manager. And he really started to try to build the organization in that Red Wings, or he says a lot, New York Yankees models. And, you know, we have some great draft picks. Drew Doughty is a star. You know, even people in Canada have seen him and, you know, appreciate him. You know, and they're really building the team right. I mean, they're lacking some, you know, that true sniper on this, you know, in the top six. But it's something that, you know, will gradually happen. So I definitely think the Kings will make the playoffs again this year. I'm looking for them to take a series. I think it depends, you know, on who they end up playing. I think another good team that has a great mix of youth and, you know, veteran skill is the Tampa Bay Lightning. I love what Steve Yzerman is doing there. You know, I think Victor Hedman's going to be great. I think Stamkos has already established himself. But, yeah, those are two young teams that I really see as making an effort. And then Colorado, of course. You know, they got a lot of great young players on there. So definitely some franchises with a lot to look forward to.
Exactly, and break up the Oilers now in first place, tied for first place with 4 points. But, Jan, what do you think as you're looking around? Are those the young teams you got your eyes on, or anybody else that kind of jumps out at you?
Well, I definitely agree with, you know, the L.A. pick and a couple other picks. One team also that I happen to like that made a big run last year is Phoenix. I think while they are a young team and a lot of it may depend on the health of certain guys on that team, I think the addition of Ray Whitney will help that team out a lot. It gives them a veteran presence, a guy who can score, play on the top two lines, helps refine their power play as well, and gives them some additional support. Another team that I happen to like, and you can call me a homer bias, I actually think the Rangers are going to be a better team this year. Defensively, they have some issues that need to be worked out, especially on their coverage within their own zone. But Guys like Dubinsky and Callahan may take that next step. And then if you had a guy like a Derek Stepan to the lineup as well, along with an Alexander Frolov, all of a sudden the goal-scoring issues that may have existed last year may now be somewhat resolved. And you combine that with Henrik Lundqvist with a better backup, with Martin Biron as compared to the last couple of years, and the Rangers may get back to the playoffs and potentially could do some damage given the supporting cast that exists there.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think those are very good points. I'd like to ask you guys also, in terms of some of the major off-ice stories that may get settled in the next 12 months here, or even if not settled, at least seriously addressed, there's any number of possibilities here, whether it be the encroaching CBA, the expiration of this one, and what could be a very contentious fight for a new one, the TV contracts, you know, if the league is going to get better penetration in America than what they've got right now. I don't expect anything necessarily with Sochi to come up, but it could be. The league could be moving towards making a decision on the next Olympics one way or another. Start with you, Jan. Any of these things or any other ones that you think are going to be real big off-ice stories in the next year as far as how they're going to be addressed?
Well, I mean, I think all of those are definitely big stories. Whether or not any of them get resolved, I'll agree with you that I highly doubt. I think other ones are going to have to be resolved, and it relates somewhat to the CBA. It has to be considered in terms of revenue sharing and for the smaller market teams as well as teams in the southern part of the U.S. And, you know, all the whole issue with Phoenix that seems to have existed forever, that doesn't seem to have gotten resolved, and the league was running the team for a while. Now they seem to have gotten some of a resolution. Whether or not the team ends up moving to Winnipeg, Florida losing money, do they end up doing something there? So I think one of the things is going to have to be determined. There's going to have to be a better CBA. I mean, you look at also with some of the things like Alexei Yashin's contract counting towards the Islanders' cap in order to get him to the floor. I think that's a bigger issue, and that's going to fall into the whole concept of the CBA that's going to have to get resolved. And then also, one of the things that got resolved last year is the headshots rule. But I think in terms of some of the actions that have existed on and off the ice, has given a black eye to the league, and that's something I think that needs to get strongly resolved, whether or not it's something that exists between the PA with Donald Fiertek coming into play, or it's something that the league as a whole has to come down with a strong determination as to which way they're going to go on these, because these things are taking away from the solid product that exists on the ice. The last thing I'll mention also is electronic media. I think, I mean, given, you know, we obviously for Hockey Buzz and then the media that's taking place here, but you look at some of the apps that are coming out both on the iPhone, the iPad, BlackBerry, the Android. I think that going forward in terms of how the NHL handles the relationship with the electronic media vis-a-vis the print media is going to be a big factor going forward as to how that plays out with people getting access to information.
That's true. That's a good point. The league's been very progressive, especially relative to the other major sports in this country. They were the first ones to really jump on YouTube to the extent that they did. And no, you're very right about those points there. And the concussion thing also, too, that's a big story. We had Chris Nowinski on the show and talked to him about that. And that's, you're absolutely right. The headshots, that's going to be a big part of it also. We covered pretty much, I would think, anything and everything, Keith. But first and foremost, if we skipped anything, let us know. And second of all, if we didn't, talk about what you think some of the more important storylines in the next 12 months are going to be.
I think the new CBA, and I don't think I could say it better than Jan did, is going to be huge. I mean, I remember when the lockout happened and the salary cap floor was something like $32 million, and now, you know, we are much, much higher than that. So how we're handling those contracts and things like that is going to be really interesting. It'll be interesting to see how they, they need to clearly identify what cap, you know, circumvention is, so we don't have another Kovalchuk situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, things like that. But, yeah, they absolutely need to address that. And, you know, the other thing, the TV contract, I don't necessarily think that that's going to be a huge issue. I really think that now that the NHL is doing better each year, I think that ESPN's going to go back and take them. I really do. And that will definitely be a positive as well. The other thing that Jan said that I was thinking about, too, is the, how they're embracing technology and electronics. And I think the National Hockey League does a great job with social media in the YouTubes and the Twitters and the Facebooks, but they're not necessarily right there in new media. You know, developing like Major League at-bat for the iPad and the iPhone is something that hockey fans would go gaga over. And I think there's a huge revenue stream there for the Hockey League. I really think they need to get that started.
Well, you know what? Great point, because I was going to bring this around. We always give our guests a chance to plug here at the end of a segment. So in the interest of continuity, Keith, I'll start with you, because I know that everything that you're doing with your not only the King's site that you've got here, the King's Cast site, but also your site personally. You're so much involved in new media, social media, all these things here. So start with you, Keith. Go ahead and plug anything that the listeners should know about.
Well, you know, my heart and soul is behind King's Cast, www.kingscast.net. It's a hockey show for LA Kings fans, by LA Kings fans. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, everything is /KingsCast. And, you know, my personal site, KeithKornelek.com, is sometimes neglected, where I talk about social media, but social media is what I do for a living, and I'm really passionate about that as well.
Uh-huh. But that's, I saw a lot of interesting stuff here as I was checking out your sites. A lot of very good stuff there. Jan, everything you got going on with Hockey Buzz, obviously that's a really interesting site for what's going on with the world of hockey and all kinds of different developments, analysis, all of that. Plug that or anything else you like.
Sure. Well, I mean, as you mentioned, for Hockey Buzz, I actually cover the Rangers for them, but we have bloggers for every single team and multiple blogs, usually at least either daily or every other day, in terms of, you know, recaps from the prior game, current news and notes that's going on within the league. Eklund, who runs the site, has the rumors component of it, as well as other breaking news. And then secondarily, or maybe not secondarily, I also do writing for RotoWire from the fantasy angle. And for them, I actually cover their cheat sheets, you know, all of their, you know, for every single position, goalies, forwards, centers, wingers, defensemen, as well as also write a weekly risers, falls, barometers article. And for that, you know, that site is mainly focused, obviously, on the fantasy side, and we cover player notes daily for the entire league, as well as for the other major sports, golf, NASCAR, et cetera.
Awesome. Well, it was really great having you guys on here tonight, our first edition of the Goon Squad show within a show here. And I'd love to have you guys back on through the course of the season. Thank you both so much for coming on.
My pleasure, anytime.
My pleasure, anytime here as well.
Wonderful. Thank you both. All right, Jan Levine of Hockey Buzz, everybody, and Keith Korneluk of King's Cast joining us for our NHL season preview roundtable.